AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, my week five recap, I'm continuing on. You have Klay Thompson versus Ja Morant. We'll get into that. Also, Kenyon Martin versus Draymond Green. Oh, I'm aching to talk about that, so we'll cover that. Some injury news, and then performances of the week. Also, we had a passing as well in the NBA family. We'll talk about that also. A couple of fines and some more news. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, week five, is coming on. We're into week six now. But we're going to recap week five and all that's taken place throughout the NBA. So we already covered LeBron's return. We did our players of the week, and the opening month numbers are in. So I talk about that in the previous episode. You can check that out there. Before I go any further, shout out to Sony Hall. I went down there for a house event. I'm wearing the shirt as we speak. Crystal Waters, I Am House, orchestrated. It was a beautiful night of house music. That's my wheelhouse, and that's what I enjoy. So you had all the artists there. Crystal Waters was there. Cece Peniston, Robin S. You had the new lady that's part of Black Box now. She was singing. She was singing there. Ananya Day and others were there as well. So beautiful night of house music. If you're into that like I am, you missed out on a great night. So there you have it. So I'm repping the shirt there, of course. So there you go. All right, guys. So with that bit of business out the way, let's get into it. So we last left off. We talked about the opening month numbers. Now we're going to get into this Klay Thompson, Ja Morant thing. So on November 22nd, the Dallas Mavericks take on the Memphis Grizzlies at home, by the way. And in that game, there was a hard foul on the rookie Cooper Flagg, which Klay Thompson didn't take too kindly to, so he was already perturbed in that game. And actually, he had one of his better games of the season. He had 22 points on the night on 6 3-point shots. But down the stretch, the game was close. It was like a 3-point game. And if Dallas hits a three, they could tie it. Klay Thompson attempted one, bricked it. And Memphis went the other way, got a foul, and went to the line, all the things. So there was that. And then Klay Thompson again tried another three and missed that as well. He was actually 6 for 12 from 3-point range. So, you know, he had a very good night from there, but he couldn't knock down those two, and that's what it was. But the game ends, and as Klay gets off the court, you see Ja Morant. Now, Ja Morant, remember, guys, He's out with an injury, guys. So he's been on the sidelines as it was because he's out now with that calf strain. So, but he had words for Klay Thompson as he was walking off. He called him a bum and kind of pointed his finger in his face, which you don't do it to another man. And Klay Thompson took issue with it. And then there was drawing back and forth. And that's the way that went. But afterwards, Klay Thompson did have some things to say about what was said, and we're going to hear those things now. Give me 1 second as I cue it up.
He's a funny guy. He has a lot to say all the time. For a guy who rarely takes accountability, but you know what? That's for another day.
What did you have to say on this occasion?
Nothing of intelligent depth. It was really just running his mouth, and he's been running his mouth for a long time, and it's funny to run your mouth when you're on the bench. It's kind of the story of his career so far, just leaving us wanting more. You know, we all want to see him out there and do his best, but he's just been letting a lot of other stuff get the way of that. We need that in the NBA. We need our best players to be out there. And when you're a star, it comes with a great responsibility. And I hate to see that go to waste. And then with Ja, he's a funny.
So that's what Klay Thompson had to say in that regard. And a lot of people agree with what Klay Thompson had to say as far as Ja Morant not taking the accountability and also him not being available for his team, whether it be injury or suspension. You know, I was one of the people who thought, you know, with all this has happened, maybe that would grow him up. And he straightened up and fly right. I even thought his team could, you know, make some noise, but I might be a bit wrong about that. It seems like it's more the same with this young man. He's, you know, not taking stuff serious and all of that, you know. And here you are clowning a man who's kind of an elder statesman in the league right now, Klay Thompson. So you want to give him his respect. He's a four-time champion. So you want to extend some respect to him. Even if you could, maybe get some jewels from him, if you will. You know, some advice. But no, you want to clown the man because he's on the back end of his career. That's not cool. That's not cool at all. I understand. I get it. You know, Klay Thompson now, he's not starting for the Dallas Mavericks. In fact, of the 17 games played, he started in only 8 of those games, averaging a little above 10 points per game. So, you know, he's in the latter end of his career. So, but I think Ja could extend him a modicum credit there, you know, given his place in the game, but you know, it is what it is with that. But a lot of people were definitely coming to Klay Thompson's defense because Klay Thompson isn't that type of guy. He'll jaw and back and forth and stuff, but he's, you know, he's not an in your face guy. So for Ja to come out of his face with that kind of disrespect, not cool, not cool at all. So there you have it. So that's the thing that went on between Klay and Ja Morant. So there you have it. Let us move on. Speaking of beef, Kenyon Martin and Draymond Green. Ho, ho. So here's how it went. Kenyon Martin, you know, former player, with the Nets, with Denver. You know, he was that guy. You know, the only thing, knee injury really kind of slowed his career, but he was still, you know, he was still getting it done. But nonetheless, Kenyon Martin, and also known as a bit of a tough guy in his own right. So he calls out Draymond Green, calls him a fake tough guy. In other words, he's not one of those guys when you're thinking of tough guys in the game. Draymond, in Kenyon Martin's mind, maybe you should hear him say it. I think he could say it better than I. So let me find the sound of what he, because he said it on more than one place. He said it on Gil's Arena. Remember, he's been on Gil's Arena as one of the hosts that kind of come in. So he's been on there for that. But okay, here it is.
Let's talk about those guys. So you hear like David West, or you hear about Nene's, you hear now it's like James Johnson. Mm-hmm. Like there's a couple of those names out there. Mm-hmm. And from your opinion, who are those guys? Like kind of, really those guys? Your time and now.
Davis boys from Indiana.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dale and Antonio brothers. Dale and Antonio brothers. Davis.
Yeah.
TJ Brown. Hell yeah.
I remember he flipped Charlie. I didn't know he was like that though.
Flip, yes, nuts.
Well,
Don't mess sides on. See, that's the thing. Y'all give race size. No, you. No, blind, crippled, crazy.
You can hear it. That's no big dudes. I saw him do it to Charlie.
There's certain guys that played hard. Zeebo.
Okay, you haven't said a name, but y'all that life. I'm talking about that one.
Draymond on that list or not?
Nah, that's no.
That's a different.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
I think what Draymond does is like sometimes calculated. Draymond ain't did nothing to nobody who's going to do something to him, do something back to him. Mm.
That's what I was talking about earlier.
That's the list I'm talking about.
That's all. He ain't did nothing to nobody who's going to do something back to him. And I said it on our show. Ain't nobody hit Draymond in his shit yet. Ain't nobody hit him one up for a layup, and ain't nobody took him out the air. Ain't nobody hit him. Ain't nobody stepped on his chest. Ain't nobody did anything that he's done to nobody.
So that's the... He said it before, but now he said it on this podcast here. It looked like Marcellus Wiley is on this one with him. So there it is. So that's what he said. And then, of course, Draymond is so much like his mentor or, you know, his idol, Stephen A. Smith. Anytime somebody says something, he has to go on his podcast and clap back. So, of course, you know Draymond clapped back. You know he did. So, I want you to hear what Draymond had to say in that regard.
But Kenyon Martin and Rashawn McCants, you know, a couple guys who tries to attack Nick Young about his NBA championship. But since I know you got...
Okay, that's about it. It's on YouTube. I got it. Okay. The YouTube. Here it is. Yeah. Here we go.
I've held off on responding multiple times. Kenyon Martin was born in Saginaw, Michigan. Born and raised in Saginaw. So the constant shots has been a little confusing to me because I don't quite know where they came from. And you think, you know, someone that was a number one pick that didn't quite have the career that I've had, when you talk defensive player of the year or non-all defensive teams that I have, and he has zero, one all-star? Make no mistake about it. You are an all-star. I give you that. A lot of people can't say they're an all-star, so I give you that. You're a one-time all-star. That's beautiful. But you must admit, like, to be the player that you were and defender that you believed you were and not have, like, a single all-defensive second team, it's kind of an underachievement. You know, number one pick in the draft, a lot of people look for that guy to win Rookie of the Year, didn't. All-rookie team, though. First team all-rookie. I can't say I made any all-rookie team, so kudos. I tip my hat to that. It started off promising. Lost in a couple NBA finals. He got to sniff it. Didn't quite get a taste, but... got a little sniff of it. In 2000, playing for the Cincinnati Bearcats. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to see that championship through either. My big brother, Mateen Cleveland, took that championship. You know, so it's tough to sit in a space of, like, continuing to speak on my name and call my name out as if I underachieved or am underachieving when I was just simply the 35th pick in the NBA draft and somebody took a swing on in the second round and it just happened to work out, you know, to become one of the greatest players in our franchise history. It just happened to work out.
So you can see the kind of slights there. Draymond, keep it a buck here. That Cincinnati Bearcat team, remember, he tore up his knee, so that derailed University of Cincinnati's chances. You have to include that if you're going to go at him about his college career. You have to include that. So that was a little disingenuous, Draymond. A little disingenuous. The other subtle shots, you know, okay. You want to go there, fine. But Kenyon Martin's not done. He goes back at Draymond. And oh, my gosh. So here's what he had to say.
So we got Giannis, Anthony Davis, Dirk, Charles Barkley, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, Dennis Rodman, Karl Malone, Chris Webber, Amari Stoudemire, Chris Bosh, Rasheed Wallace, Pau Gasol, Elton Brand, Antoine Jameson, Zach Randolph, Carlos Boozer, David West, Jermaine O'Neal, Sean Kemp, Derek Coleman, Clifford Robinson, Danny Manning, Larry Johnson, Ben Baker, LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, Love, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, Al Jefferson, Drew Gooden, Josh Smith, Tim Thomas, Antoine Walker, Lamar Odom, Jason Williams, Horace Grant, Otis Thorpe, Paul Millsap, Juwan Howard, David Lee, Joe Smith, Al Harrington, Rashawn Lewis, Brian Grant, Tom Chambers, Kevin McHale, Nene, and Giggles. You ain't better than Popeye Jones, Bo Outlaw, Reggie Evans. So we got Giannis, Anthony Davis, Dirk, Charles Barkley, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan.
So that was... that was Kenyon Martin naming all the power forwards that were better than Draymond Green. So there you go. Both guys are going to go back and forth. Yeah, I think this will be a never-ending thing right now. So let's get to the meat of it. Kenyon Martin's basically saying that Draymond's tough guy role is, he says, calculated. In other words, he knows who to go up against. He knows who to kind of rattle their cage. You know, certain guys, let it be known, they're not going there. You can't go there with them. Donovan Mitchell's one of them where he had to place them. So he does have a type now. He does have a type. It seems like he really pushes the envelope with the European type guys, guys like a Jusuf Nurkic, guys like a Domantas Sabonis, guys like a Rudy Gobert, Zach Edey, although he's from Canada. But he has a certain type that he goes after, Draymond does. So I can see where he's going as far as that goes. Basically, he goes at people who he knows are not going to go back at him. Not like that. So I think that's the main thing about all of this. And of course, Draymond's going to take issue with it because you're calling him out. You're basically putting people on to game, basically. So of course he's going to defend himself. So I'm not surprised by that. So, you know, this thing will go back and forth and it'll be entertaining, I'm sure. I'm sure we haven't heard the last from Draymond. I'm sure he'll clap back. You know, again, he's from the Stephen A. school, so he has to, you know, get the last word and all those sort of things. So I'm sure we'll hear more about this, but, you know, that was just a taste of it. But hey, shout out to those guys. That was that guy. He mentioned the Davis boys, Antonio and Dale. Oh, man. You want to go up against those guys. Guys like Charles Oakley. Yeah, you want to go there with them. PJ Brown, he was. Yeah, he would. You know, he did that to my guy, Charlie Ward. But, yeah, he was one of those tough guys. I'll grant you that. Zach Randolph, big tough, as tough as they come. Al Jefferson was another guy, rugged, you know. So in my day, Xavier McDaniel, you want to mess around with him. So, you know, there were guys like that. So Draymond, I guess he's today's version of that. Yeah, but it's a much softer NBA. I'm sorry. It's just is in that regard. So I'll just leave it there. All right, guys. So let us continue. Injuries. Let's get through these injuries, guys. Let's talk about the guys that came back. Tonight you have, well, Monday on the 24th of November, Tyler Hero is going to be making his debut. No. Yeah, he's going to be making his debut tonight, guys. So, Tyler Hero for the Miami Heat. Well, a welcome addition because Miami Heat's playing some ball right now. So, he'll be welcome there. You had Jalen Brunson. He made his way back after the ankle sprain, guys. He only missed a couple of games. I tell you, Jalen, he's as tough as nails, man. He came back on November 19th for a win at the Dallas Mavericks, a game where he dropped 28 points and 5 assists, so he was back in rhythm. So there's that. Kawhi Leonard, he's back, guys. He came back actually on Sunday, November 23rd. In a loss, though, to the Cleveland Cavaliers, a game where he played 26 minutes, 20 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals. So Kawhi back for the moment, but, you know, that's a tenuous situation. So there you have that. Brandon Miller, I talked about him last week, inching his way back. He did make his return after missing 13 games with the shoulder injury. He came back on a Friday, November 21st. To a loss to the LA Clippers. In that game, he played 26 minutes, 21 points, 3 assists. So Brandon Miller back in the swing of things for the Charlotte Hornets. Jaden Ivey. Jaden Ivey is back, guys. He appears in his first game since January 1st, New Year's. He's been out this time with the fibula injury in his leg, but he came back for November 22nd, a win on the road at Milwaukee, a game where he came off the bench, 14 minutes, 10 points. So they're going to be very cautious with him, guys. But Jaden Ivey, a welcome addition for the surprising, your Eastern Conference leader, the Detroit Pistons. Jaden Ivey, a nice piece to get back for that team. And then Darius Garland. He came back, guys, after missing four games with the toe injury. He came back on Friday, November 21st, a win versus the Indiana Pacers. He played 27 minutes, 20 points, and 7 assists. Guys, they need him. You know, the offensive rating goes up once you have a guy like Garland in the lineup. So, Zion Williamson, he returns, guys, after missing 8 games with a hamstring. But he arrives for November 19th, a loss to the Denver Nuggets, guys, where he played 29 minutes, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists in the game for him. And then Paul George, I talked about him last week making his debut. He made it on that Monday, the 17th, in a win over the LA Clippers, guys. And in that game, he played 21 minutes, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. And guys, just like Joel Embiid, guys, they're going to have him on a minutes watch, like 20 to 25 minutes he'll play for the time being. So there you have it. Speaking of Embiid, he's still out with the knee injury, guys. It's been 7 games and counting. There's no timetable for him to come back yet. So we'll see what happens there with Joel Embiid. Of course, Andre Drummond he's getting all the minutes he can muster for the time being. And then also Kelly Oubre, guys. Kelly Oubre, he's out at least 2 weeks with that LCL injury, which happened in the second quarter of the November 14th loss at the Detroit Pistons. So he's missed 4 games and counting, of course. So there you go. All right, guys. So here's some injuries here. Giannis Antetokounmpo out for at least a week with a groin injury. And this happened on Monday, the 17th, in the second quarter, in a loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers on the same night. In fact, that wasn't the same night. But, yeah, so he's been out 2 games, and also they ruled him out of tonight. So there you go. So, of course, Bobby Portis will get more minutes now that you have that development, and you'll see guys' numbers go up, like Ryan Rollins, who, you know, guys, I've been raving about him. He's playing absolutely wonderful basketball for the Milwaukee Bucks. Let us continue. Stephon Castle, out 2 to 3 weeks. Bad break for the young kid. And it's a hip flexor. So, Stephon Castle, tough break for the kid. It happened in the second quarter on November 16th in a win versus the Sacramento Kings. So he's been out 3 games so far, but they're saying 2 to 3 weeks, guys, so it's going to take him a little time there. In the interim, you'll have probably Devin Vassell. His numbers have to bump up. And then also Keldon Johnson coming off your bench, he'll have to provide as well. And obviously De'Aaron Fox. Let's continue. Domantas Sabonis, I was just talking about him. He's out 3 to 4 weeks, guys, with a partially torn meniscus. So tough break there for Sabonis. So in the interim, you'll see guys like Drew Eubanks and Precious Achiuwa, who can play your 4 or your 5, depending on your lineup. So, but no Domantas Sabonis. Bad break for the Sacramento Kings. Let's continue. Aaron Gordon, he's out 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury, guys. You're already without Christian Braun. I talked about that last week. So you're really scraping the bottom of the barrel there. Spencer Jones will probably see some time, but now you're going to need production from Cam Johnson. Guys, this is what you brought him over there for when you traded him for Michael Porter Jr. This is your time now, Cameron. Get it together over there, because Joker needs the help. Jamal Murray needs the help. So, Cam Johnson, you're on watch now. But Aaron Gordon, 4 to 6 weeks out with the hamstring. Let us continue. R.J. Barrett, he injures his knee in the third quarter of a Sunday game, the 23rd, in a win versus the Nets. Diagnosis, we're still waiting to hear what they have to say in that regard. So we're in a wait-and-see process. So we'll see how that goes. And then Kevin Durant is out 2 games, guys. He's out for Monday, the 23rd. And then 2 days later, the 25th. Oh, by the way, there are 2 road games. The Monday game was at Phoenix, so it would have been his first time being back in Phoenix. And then at the Golden State Warriors for personal reasons. From what I hear, it's family matters, and they left it at that. So, my thing, well, if it's a family issue, you can't control when it happens. So, I'll just leave it alone at that. So, he's out the 2 games. So, there it is. All right, guys. So, that is your injury news. Let us move on. Performances of the week, guys. Let's start with Tyrese Maxey of the Philadelphia 76ers, who had one heck of a week, guys. You could have made an argument for him being player of the week. You could have made a strong argument. On Monday, the 17th, against the LA Clippers, they get the win. 39 points he drops in that game. He hits 4 threes in that game, 6 assists, 3 rebounds for the win. And also Andre Drummond, of course, playing for Embiid, 14 points, 18 rebounds. On the losing side, James Harden, 28 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and Zubat, 14 points, 13 rebounds. And then on Thursday, Tyrese Maxey, 54 points. He hit 6 threes in that game, guys. And this was a Thursday, the 20th, overtime win at the Milwaukee Bucks. Also, he had 9 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Wow. I mean, fill in the stat sheet he did in that win. And for the Bucks, Ryan Rollins, you know, I've been talking about him, 32 points, 14 assists, and 6 rebounds to lead the Bucks. So Tyrese Maxey with another fantastic week. Let us move on. The Joker, he had a fine week, guys. Of course, a couple of double-doubles and then a 40-piece. He gets a triple-double, rather, 2 of them. 1 in a loss to the Chicago Bulls on Monday, November 17th. And then 2 nights later, he gets a 28-point triple-double in a win at the New Orleans Pelicans. 28 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds, and then Monday, 36 points, 18 rebounds, 13 assists. And then on Saturday, a loss, by the way, he drops 44 points with 13 rebounds and 7 assists in that game. So the Joker with a fine week, nonetheless. So you make an argument for him, but not over the best player in the NBA, on the best team in the NBA. So there it is. Let us continue. Dene Avaja. He is having an all-star campaign. There's no other way to go around this. He had a fine week, guys. He drops a triple-double, though in a loss, on Wednesday, November 19th, in a loss to the Chicago Bulls. 32 points, 11 assists, 11 rebounds, guys. And yeah, so that's what he did. Nikhil Alexander Walker drops 38 points in a loss, though, to the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio. He had 38 points. He dropped 8 threes in that game. Wow. 5 assists, 4 rebounds in that loss. And then Nick Claxton, he has his first triple-double of his career, guys, for the Brooklyn Nets. 18 points, 12 assists, 11 rebounds in a win. A win on Friday, the 21st of November, at the Boston Celtics, too, guys. In a game where Michael Porter Jr., who I talked about previously, 33 points and 8 rebounds to assist Nick Claxton. And then Jaylen Brown, of course, 26 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals for the Celtics. Anthony Edwards with a 41 piece, drops 5 threes in the game, and a loss, though. A loss on the 21st of November at the Phoenix Suns. I'll talk more about this game in a minute. It took a Colin Gillespie jumper with 6.4 seconds left to seal the win for the surprising Phoenix Suns, by the way. They were led by Dylan Brooks, of all people, 22 points and 5 rebounds. Talk more about him in a bit. Steph Curry, he drops 38 points with 9 three-pointers in a loss to the Portland Trail Blazers. Again, Portland's playing well. Dene Avaja, 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 13 assists and 6 rebounds for him. Khalib Love coming off the bench, 26 points. He dropped 6 threes in the game. And then Donovan Clingan, he's been playing. He's been hot as of late. 22 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals for him. James Harden drops a double nickel, guys. 55 points, 10 threes he hits in the game, along with 7 assists. And this was on Saturday, November 22nd, in a win at the Charlotte Hornets. So James Harden goes nuclear, guys. I believe this is the most points scored this season because the Joker and SGA was tied with 54. Now, James Harden surpasses that. Con Knubel, the rookie, led the way for the Hornets, 26 points, and he dropped 6 threes in the game. Speaking of Andre Drummond, he has a monster game inside, 14 points, 23 rebounds, and 2 blocks, but is in a loss to the Miami Heat on Sunday, November 23rd. In a game where Norman Powell led the way for Miami, 32 points. Khalil Ware, he had a monster game, 20 points and 16 rebounds. And then Bam with 18 points, 13 rebounds. Maxey led the way with 26 points, 6 assists, and he hits 5 threes for the Sixers. So there you go. All right, guys, so that's your performances there. Let us continue. Fines, guys. Now, this is the first fine for a team this season thus far. The Cleveland Cavaliers hit with a $100,000 fine for the violation of player participation policy. In other words, playing around with that injured list and what have you, they held out Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley on November 12th in a game at Miami. So they held them out of that game, and the league said, you know what? Hit you with a fine. So $100,000 to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Ouch. And then Dylan Brooks, I talked about him last week with the lewd gesture. This week, $35,000 fine for inappropriate language at the referees. And this was actually after a win versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, the same game that Anthony Edwards dropped 41. Same game. So Dylan Brooks hit with another fine. So in 2 weeks, he's paying $60,000 to the league. Go figure. But hopefully this will be the last time. Somehow I doubt that. But Dylan Brooks hit in the wallet once again by the league. So there you go. All right, let us continue. We did have a passing in the league, guys. A former player, Rodney Rogers, passes away at the age of 54. He was born in Durham, North Carolina. He plays small forward, power forward in the league. He was undersized at 6'7", but he had the girth for the position of power forward. He attended Hillside High School, guys, in Durham. He was nicknamed the Durham Bull, guys. That's how strong he was. Two-time All-State for the state of North Carolina. He was North Carolina's Mr. Basketball and Player of the Year in 1990, guys. And also, he played in the McDonald's All-American game as well. Ends up attending Wake Forest, guys, from 1990 till 1993. He was ACC Rookie of the Year. Mind you, he won that over the likes of a Grant Hill for Duke, of course. Two-time All-ACC first team, one-time second team. He was Player of the Year in the ACC in 1993, guys. A two-time All-American, second-team All-American, I'm sorry. And he was actually on that team that beat the Dream Team when they had that closed-door practice. He was actually one of the players on that team, so he's part of history there. In the 1993 draft, he was drafted in the first round, ninth overall, guys, by the Denver Nuggets. This was a draft that also had the likes of a Chris Webber, Penny Hardaway. Of course, you know, it was the infamous swap for those two guys. Jamal Mashburn was in that draft, Isaiah Ryder, and a pick before him, Vin Baker. He played in the league 12 years, guys, playing for the Denver Nuggets a couple of seasons. Played for the LA Clippers. He played for the Phoenix Suns, the Boston Celtics, New Jersey Nets, the New Orleans Hornets at the time, and the Philadelphia 76ers, playing 12 years in the league, guys. He did win a Sixth Man of the Year award for the Phoenix Suns in 1990-2000 season. He averaged almost 11 points per game his career, 4.5 rebounds, and he came off the bench mostly in his career. He was a bench player mostly. So there you go. And unfortunately, tragically, in 2008, he had that ATV accident, guys, where he was in the ATV and he crashed in North Carolina, thrown from his vehicle, and that led him to be paralyzed from the shoulders down. as a result of that. He had major spinal cord damage, as well as some brain damage as well. And oddly enough, guys, his mother actually, she was in a automobile accident in 1988, where she was in a coma for more than 2 weeks. So oddly enough, that Rodney Rogers would have an accident of his own, which would paralyze him. So, and as a result of those injuries, he passes at the age of 54. So, of course, we send condolences to the Rogers family. We send all the love and light his way, and prayers of comfort for the family in that regard. So, there it is with that. All right, guys, and then one last item before we get out of here. There was an award given to Trey Jones. In fact, he was given the Bob Lanier Award, and that's an award for someone who works in the community. It's the Community Assist Award. He won it for the month of October. He helped raise $1.1 million towards cancer research, guys, and also helped as far as helping local businesses and also violence protection as well in the Chicago area. And he also hosted a gala event, part of the Jimmy V Foundation. And that's where he raised the $1.13 million on cancer research. So many accolades here for the Chicago guard, Trey Jones. And he ends up getting the NBA Cares Bob Lanier's Community Assist Award. So congratulations to him for receiving such honor. And oh, by the way, he is the fourth Bull to receive this award since 2023. So there you go. And it's, of course, a issue that's close to him, with his mother being a breast cancer survivor. So, yeah, this is an issue that's near and dear to him. So much congratulations to Dre Jones for winning the Bob Lanier Community Assist Award for October. All right, guys, I thank you for listening. All Things Basketball with GD Podcast. My website, there you can find all the stuff there, my videos, my clips. Also, YouTube channel, where it has all that as well. Podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, any way you do podcasts, I'm there. Also, social media, Instagram, TikTok, some Blue Sky, some Facebook. Also, guys, my donate buttons on the website, PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, Spotify, donate. Also in the scroll is my Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, that's $GD, that sports dude. Also, email the show, guys, allthingsbasketballgd@outlook.com, guys. That's where you can reach the show, give comments, suggestions, doesn't matter. Email the show and we'll write you back as well. Thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.